You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Proverbs with Kurt Bjorklund.
How do you know if you drink too much? If you have someone in your life who tells you that you drink too much, you probably drink too much. You may deny it, you may mock it, you may simply ignore it. But there are signs that drinking is becoming a problem, not only when someone points it out to you, but when you begin to crave it, when you find yourself having to navigate negative moments that the alcohol has caused. Proverbs 20 begins with this phrase that wine is a mocker, strong drink is a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise. And the Hebrew word for led astray is the word shagah, and it means to wander away unintentionally. The same word is used in Proverbs 5, 19 and 23 by one who's led astray by a seductive woman. And the idea here is that it starts off not seeming like a big deal, but as you continue to do so, that you are ultimately put into a place where you are carried away by something. Intoxication was considered out of bounds for a member of the covenant community in the Old Testament. This is according to Alan Ross. And Proverbs 23, verse 20 and 21 expands on the scope of Proverbs 20, and we're going to cover it here rather than in chapter 23. And what that says is that drunkenness is really akin to any overindulgence, including what is stated, strong drink and gluttonous eating, and what's implied, any indulgence, entertainment, recreation, vacation, slumber. Overindulgence in pleasure will lead to poverty. But what is specifically in view here is the way that strong drink can have a detrimental impact on one's life. The first line of Proverbs 21 tells us, and the second line gives us the evaluation. Here's what Proverbs 23 says, verse 20 and 21. Be not among the drunkards or among the gluttonous eaters of meat, for the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty, and slumber will clothe them with rags. So what are the effects of drinking too much? Well, the mocker is one who's boisterous with his or her attitude, and the brawler is one who's aggressive with a belligerent attitude. Here's what one commentator, Derek Kidner, says. He says, the opposite of humble alertness and diligence of the discipline of wisdom is the mood of dogmatism and aggressiveness induced by strong drink. In Proverbs 23, verses 29 through 35, it basically says that when we drink too much alcohol, we can have distorted perceptions, verse 33a. We can discard our inhibitions, verse 33b. We can have disoriented experiences, verse 34. And again, we can disregard consequences, verse 35a. So the person who drinks too much is basically led astray and comes to poverty, or used as a synonym means that they have negative consequences from their overindulgence. And the evaluation of this is really simple, that drinking too much or overindulgence in any pleasure is not wise. You will not be your best self if you allow alcohol to have too prominent a place in your life. You'll make costly mistakes. You'll waste time and energy that could have been spent on more productive things. You'll find yourself having lapses in judgment. And so today, if you're going to take the wisdom of Proverbs, the wisdom may be as simple as saying, I'm going to control the use of alcohol in my life. I'm going to limit it. I'm going to limit any kind of indulgence that ultimately takes me away from what is productive and wise. And if you think about it, here's again back in Proverbs 23, where it's talking about alcohol again and mixed wine. It says, in the end, it bites like a serpent. It stings like an adder. Your eyes will see strange things and your heart will utter perverse things. You will be like the one who lies down in the midst of the sea, like one who lies on the top of a mast. They struck me, you will say, but I was not hurt. They beat me and I did not feel it. When shall I awake? I must have another drink. And again, this picture is just that we don't see reality, we don't have inhibitions, and we don't really fear consequences when we allow this to be too big in our life. I certainly don't believe that drinking is sinful, but I do believe that drunkenness is. And at the same time, I believe that there is a lot of drinking that can be done that just fits into the unwise category. And so I just want to encourage you to take an honest inventory of where you are when it comes to alcohol and indulgence.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.